In this example, main did not save any T registers. So there is nothing to do when main regains control from the subroutine other than to use the value returned in register V0. Look down to the section where main regains control. Fill in the blanks that follow so that the value returned by the subroutine contained in register V0 is copied to the variable A on the stack. The next few statements load A0 with the value of A from the stack and then print that value by using a trap handler service. Again, this could have been done without involving the stack, but this example shows the type of code that a non-optimizing compiler might produce.